You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We just had a face-off between Sonny Edwards and the champ from South Africa. Will Sonny do this on Friday night, Frank?
Look, it's a tough job. He's a very, very good champion. He's ranked number one by Ring Magazine in the flyweight division. But, you know, I think this can be Sonny's time. We've done all we can to get him the fight, get the champ over here, and we've done that. And it's now up to him. He's got the tools to do it. He's an extremely good, clever and competent boxer. And I think that if all goes his way, he can come away with a good points victory. It's a tough fight. It's not an easy fight for him.
It's a great clash of styles as well, a come-forward fighter with the slick boxer.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the styles there, and it's going to see who prevails. I mean, obviously, he's a big puncher. Having said that, you wouldn't need judges around the ring if you just relied on who punched the hardest. So I'm just hoping that the judges will be there at the end and they'll be lifting up Sonny's hand.
Yeah. And he will join an elite club in terms of Frank Warren promoted fighters. Obviously, you've got Tyson Fury, the only current world champion under your banner. He'll join that club on Friday night, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, yeah. He would do it. He'll be in that position. So let's hope that's going to be the case.
Obviously, Ryan Garner returns this Friday night as well, and I know that's someone you're very high on. Hopefully, he commits to the sport this time around.
Look, you know, he's a tremendous fighter, tremendous prospect, but that is it. You underline that. It's not just about having talent. It's about having desires, about having discipline. And he seems to be knuckling down now. I've had great reports, and I think, as I mentioned last time we spoke, he called me. And said that he's got this new girl in this girl in his life, and they've got a nice flat, and that's all good signs for him to hopefully, in meaning the greatest respect the way I'm saying it, but him to have grown up and realise that he's got a God-given talent and don't waste it. So he's back on. I'm really looking forward to seeing him back in the ring. He's back on Friday, and hopefully that's the first of quite a few fights that he's going to have this year.
Tune in for all of that on Friday night, BT Sport. Michael Connon in a good fight as well. Frank, I will ask you about the events on Saturday. Have you spoke to Denzel and Martin Bowers since the fight?
Yeah, I've met with Martin and Tony, and also spoke to Denzel. He's obviously very, very disappointed, but it was what it was on the night. The better man on the night won the fight. I was really, he just looked so big, didn't he, Felix? You know, when looking at the... Look him in the ring. It seemed to me it was like a super middleweight, light heavyweight against a very small middleweight. But it was what it was, and he done an excellent job, Felix. And good luck to him. And onwards and upwards for him. And obviously, far as Denzel's concerned, we met with Martin and Tony. We're going to get him back in the ring when he's fit and ready to go. And he's got to go out there and show that he still wants it and get back in the swing and hopefully win some titles.
Absolutely. Liam Williams put a post out. Obviously, Felix Cash was asked about that fight by people like me. And Liam Williams basically said, keep that man well away from me because I'll do some serious damage. That would be a brilliant fight.
Well, it would be. There's no doubt about that. But, as I said again over the weekend, that he had his... when he vacated his title, it was on the understanding he was preferential challenger, which he is, and the boxing board of control, I'm quite sure, will order that fight against Felix. In the next few months or so. So once that happens, we'll get the fight again that everybody wants to see. These guys are fighting each other. It's all exciting. It's great for the fans.
Okay, Frank, so your comments about the Jake Paul-Tommy Fury fight went down well. But I spoke to Tommy Fury today, and he said that, he'd do serious damage to him. He said he's a bang-up for this fight, that the teams are talking, which is good. Well, there have been talks. Has anything progressed since we last spoke on that?
Well, I think Jake Paul, somebody showed me an interview when I got here saying he's, who's this old geezer, which is me, calling out this fight, who's Tommy Fury, no one knows who he is, etc. With the greatest respect, he called out Tommy Fury. I didn't call him out. I responded to what he said. And then if you remember in my interview what I said, Jake, and you want to go back and watch it, stop calling out fighters who will fight you. I said there's no problem with Tommy Fury fighting you. And as regarding nobody knows him, I think he's got, 3-4 million followers?
On Instagram.
He was on a reality show over here in the UK, which really, really went down well.
BT ratings
are very high, and he's just a little cherry on the cake, he's Tyson's brother, so people know the name Fury. Don't worry about that. As regarding, you know, what you're saying, Jake, is you don't want to fight him, then don't fight him, but don't keep calling him out. You're the one who called him out. He didn't call you out. I didn't call you out. I responded to you saying you wanted to fight him. And it's obviously now the penny's dropped. What will happen? What will be the result of that fight? That it's been old squeaky bum time. So you're out of it, as you're saying. So we will move on. But if you want the fight, it's here to be done. You only got to push in an open door. We've taken the door off the hinges and let you walk in. You can make that fight whenever you like. If, like I said at the time, you've got the heart to do it. Listen, I'm an old geezer. Old geezers do say things and ramble on, as we all know. But I know my boxing, and I know there's only been one result, and Tommy Fury has told you what he will do with you if you've got the balls to get in the ring with him.
He also slammed the comments about it being a 50-50 split. Do you have any response to that?
Well, look, what I've said, I mean, again, it's something he called out. I'm going to go through all what Tommy brings to the ring with followers, with, you know, the ratings he gets and so forth. They are what they are, but what you're calling him out for in the first place, if that was your mentality, why even mention his name? You only mentioned his name because you'd heard of Tommy Fury. You're the one who brought him up, not me. You brought him up, Jake Paul.
Frank, let me ask you about some of Bob Arum's comments recently. He said he's pessimistic that fight between Fury and Joshua takes place, and also thinks potentially Fury could box Wilder next. Thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I got a call yesterday from I'm not going to mention the name, but the person who's doing all the negotiations in the relevant country where we're trying to get it on. He called me and gave me some reassurances, but as we stand here now, there hasn't been any contracts. I see that Eddie Hearn's saying that he's doing all the work, and if there's 40 or 50 people advising Tyson, there's not 40 or 50 people. He's got promotional contracts with two promoters, Top Rank and myself, and he's got his team, his management team. That's it. That's what it is. There's no 40 or 50 people. You're the one who said you was going to deliver this, and it's not a problem for me. And when I do speak to the principal over there, you get pissed off about it and start crying about it. I mean, they rang me. They must have rang me for a reason. And the fact of the matter is, I like to believe that contract will be here soon. But what I was being told and how it's going to be delivered by him, that it's going to be in tomorrow, which we've been hearing every day for God knows how long, and I think Bob Arum's pretty exasperated about that, it hasn't come in yet, so we'll see. And like, this week is the deadline for it. This is the deadline. Tyson wants to fight. He wants to get out, and we'll get him out as soon as we can. And if it's... Everybody wants the Anthony Joshua fight. I mean, as I mentioned before, we all know what is in everybody's best interest that fight happens financially, besides anything else. That's where the money fight is. And if it's Wilder or somebody else, then so be it. But at the end of the day, we can't go on forever with this, talking about this. You know, I'm not negative about it. I've not been slagging it off in any shape or form. But it gets to a stage where you think to yourself, you know, where is all this? You know, how much longer we got to wait? But as I say, I had quite a reassuring conversation yesterday, and we'll see what the result of that be this week.
Well, he said that he was presented with an offer, and that within 24 hours he was going to show that to you guys, you and Bob and MTK, and it was all papered up. So have you seen anything from Matchroom or Eddie?
I've seen something come through, a contract that I assume and well believe is put together by Matchroom, which didn't deal with issues that we expect from it. Having said that, we want a binding offer. I don't want an offer coming through saying it's non-binding and it's subject to contract. That's not a contract. That's not an offer. Look, is he calling me now? That's Eddie. It's on the way. Contract's in the post. I don't even want to conduct orders through the media. I mean, we've sort of kept fairly quiet about it, but as I say, I had a conversation yesterday, and I hope that it will come through. And at the end of the day, I don't want him to be wrong. I want it to be right. And if it's right, and if it's acceptable to us and all the parties, and satisfies all our contractual obligations, is for BT, Bob Arum or Top Rank have got their obligations with ESPN. All those things have to be dealt with. And if they're all dealt with, fine, we're all good to go. It's no brainer.
So is this the weekend, the deadline in your eyes?
Well, I don't. How much longer are we going to go on with this? You know, it's we're told something's going to be here virtually. Well, look, you've seen Bob Arum's interview. He said what he's got to say. I don't want to keep going on about it. At the end of the day, is I am led to believe, and from Matchroom, but from the principle that we will be receiving something by the end of the week. So let's hope that's going to be the case.
If not, is it likely to be Deontay Wilder?
Let's see what happens at the end of the week.
Okay. And just last before we go, it looks like the Premier League will be staying with Sky and BT and Amazon for 3 more years. Your reaction to that?
Well, I'm delighted from our perspective, and I suppose Sky are as well, but from my perspective, it's, you know, we want Premier League, BT, big players in the sporting market, you know, what, the Champions League with the Europa League. Yeah, well, look at that. I mean, you know, in the middle of the Champions League, Chelsea game, and that's great promotion, and God bless him. It's, look, I'm delighted. So we know what we're doing for the next 3 years as far as BT's concerned, as far as football, and that's great.
Frank, appreciate your time on iFollow as always, and best of luck with the show this Friday night.
Cheers, Emma. Thanks.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.